time today to reflect on the positive impact or not that you're having in the lives of other people. So here's the question. What's the one thing that you could do to make more of an impact in the lives of others? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. As children grow up, there are different stages, different milestones, if you will, along the road of development towards maturity. Now, call me crazy, but I think that a critical milestone in any teenager's development is when they finally remember to put a fresh roll of toilet paper in the holder when they've used the previous roll. Any parent who's had teenagers has a knowing smile on their face over that precious little insight. Jokes aside, there comes a time in our lives when we need to start putting other people ahead of ourselves, where our heart changes from having that me focus into a servant's heart that thinks more about the needs of others than our own. Jesus was so full on about this. One time when his disciples were arguing about who was the greatest, he said this, plain and simple, Mark chapter 9, verse 35. Whoever wants to be the most important must make others more important than themselves. They must serve everyone else. In a very real sense, that flies in the face of the world's so-called wisdom. Surely the most important people are the ones who make themselves most important. But no, think about it. The most important people in your life are the ones who served you the most. This is such an important part of growing up. The problem is, though, that some people just never grow up. And then we wonder why we don't seem to be making a difference in other people's lives. Grow up, serve others, make an impact. That's God's word fresh for you today. Transitioning from a selfish to a selfless life is mostly a process that involves dealing with our own demons, dealing with the sin that mars our lives, being set free so that we can serve others the way Jesus served us. And that's what our special edition book is all about. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and For All. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.